Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. Stand up for your country. Here is a life truism. Most human beings feel happiest when they feel secure. It's just human nature, as they say. But America is not a secure place today. We saw that yesterday with this terrible shooting in Tennessee. We'll get to that in a little while. But overall, our poor leadership, and it is really bad in Washington and many states, and a bunch of overseas threats like China and Russia are making we the people collectively insecure, and therefore we're not a happy people anymore. And this isn't a buoyant country. Now, I'm generalizing. You know, in your life, you may be very, very happy, and I hope you are. And you may be spreading that happiness around. I hope you do. But collectively, we're on edge here. And that sets the stage for a political strong man to rise up again. And that man would be Donald Trump, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So last night on Hannity, Mr. Trump sat for an interview for the whole program. Not much new stuff, and I'll explain why in a moment. There's a reason. The former president basically was annoyed, as he has been for years, about his circumstance, particularly the investigations of him. Roll the tape.
It's a new way of cheating on elections. It's called election interference. What they're doing is if they can't win at the ballot box, because I'm leading everybody by a lot in the polls, for every Republican, frankly, and every Democrat by a lot, including Biden by a lot. And they can't beat you that way. They're going to do this kind of stuff.
Okay, so there were two things on the record in the Hannity interview. Number one, Donald Trump said he never had any social relationship with Stormy Daniels. And number two, that he would not have bailed out the Silicon Valley Bank to the tune of $20 billion taxpayer money. Now, President Biden doesn't care about that. He is the wildest, most irresponsible spender in the nation's history by far. By far. And he just writes the checks, orders the money to go out, and of course our debt rises and rises and rises, and that hurts our economy. And that's the truth. There are not two sides to that story. The data is the data. But let's get back to Donald Trump. So In my conversations with him, I suggested, after he asked, that he might want to run as a statesman this time around because he has a record of 4 years. He might want to emulate Winston Churchill. We've gone over this before. Churchill was booted out after World War II as PM of Great Britain. He won a few years later by basically running as, look, I know what I'm doing. Okay? So I suggest that Donald Trump might adapt some of that. He is not going to do that. He's not going to do it. All right? It was clear last night that Donald Trump is going to run his campaign on grievance. Okay? Now, this is very, very interesting. This is a decision he is making. Just like the decision to sit for an interview with Sean Hannity, where Donald Trump filibustered the entire interview. Though he didn't give Hannity a chance to get into asking follow-up questions. And he would ask a question, and Trump would do 5 minutes on it, all over the place. Now, this is not unusual for a politician, but I'll tell you inside stuff. When I interviewed Barack Obama, who was very good at doing that, by the way, and Donald Trump, and I interviewed Obama 3 times, Trump about 30 times, I would tell him before the interview, if you filibuster, with all due respect, of course, I'm going to have to come in and interrupt you. And I'll do it as long as I have to do it to get the answers to my questions. I would say those words to those presidents because I knew if I didn't, that whatever I asked, the president or the politician, whatever it may be, would just answer what they wanted for 6-7 minutes. And that's what happened last night. Now, Donald Trump does that, and Barack Obama did that for a particular reason. You control the interview that way. So you basically ignore what the question is and answer what you want to answer. And Donald Trump has mastered that. It's a very hard interview. Interestingly enough, when I went out on the tour, the history tour with him, he didn't do any of that. None of it. He answered every question I had. There wasn't one question he dodged. And he answered it in a pithy way. Wasn't any of this all over the place. But it, for a politician, it is shrewd to control the interview. You don't let a wise guy like O'Reilly make you look bad or ask you questions you don't want to answer. Okay? That is a calculation. The other calculation, as I said, is Donald Trump is going to run on grievance. He believes that most Americans, at least the majority that would put him back into office, are angry at a variety of things. And he's going to tap into that anger and say, I'm the only one who can avenge this, who can stop this madness. And we do have a lot of things to be angry about. Let's be honest in this country. We do. It's harder and harder and harder for working people to have what they deserve, which is a stable economy, a nice place to live, and a safe neighborhood. It's hard to have that now in many places in this country. And Trump's going to come in and say, I'm going to give it back to you. And only I can do it. That's what he's going to run on. But here's the ironic kicker. Running on grievance is the same thing that the people who exploit African Americans do. The African American culture in this country is based on grievance. We are not treated fairly. We never have been treated fairly. We are discriminated against based on skin color. Grievance, grievance, grievance. And it works. It works. And I'm going to prove that to you coming up. We're going to have a segment on reparations. Okay? That grievance has dominated African-American politics for decades. For decades. Donald Trump is doing the same thing on a completely different audience, on a completely different level. But it's all about grievance. Could it work? Yeah, it could. And that's the memo. President Biden went to North Carolina today to tell everybody how great the economy is. Okay, and that's what you're going to hear from Joe Biden. Everything's great. There are no problems in this country that need to be fixed. I'm the greatest president, and that's that. Okay? So while Trump tells you the country's going down the drain, Biden's going to tell you the country's at greatest level ever because of me. So there you go. And, you know, the American voter is going to go like that. But when it comes right down to it, stripping away all the BS, as I always do for you, the Democrats and Biden are running against the grocery store. The Democrats and Biden are running against the grocery store in the next election.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. 20% off plans, you can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts. For coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. All right, now, new poll, Monmouth, so-so poll, all Democrats, 542 registered Democrats. Do you want Joe Biden to run again? Okay. Most of them say no, 40%. That's not most. 4 in 10 Democrats want Biden to step aside in 2024. Two quotes from the poll. First one, 3 in 4 Democrats, 74%, have a favorable opinion of Joe Biden. Just 14% hold an unfavorable view. However, when asked if they want what they want to see happen in 24, if the choice was up to them, nearly half, 44%, would like Biden to step aside so someone else can run as a Democrat for president. Just 25% say their preference is for Biden to pursue a second term. That's an amazing last sentence. Just 25% of Democrats want Biden to run again. Okay. Second extrapolation, word of the day from the poll. Quote, half, 51% of the Democrat electorate cannot offer a name when asked who they would like to see as the party's nominee if Biden does not run. Among those who do have a preferred alternative, Vice President Harris, 13% is the only potential contender who registers above single digits. Now I'm going to deal with that in the thought of the day, in the final thought of the day, okay? So the Democrats don't have anybody else. That's why Biden's still in the game. All right, he would have announced before if they had any strong candidate, which they do not. Okay, let's get to Tennessee and the shooting. You know, it just breaks my heart, and I hate to use a cliche, but it's true, that these 3 9-year-old children are dead and the 3 senior citizen adults are dead as well because of this crazy, I'm going to use that word, trans person who gunned them down at a Presbyterian school for no reason. All right, so this person was born a woman and I guess she didn't want to be a woman. I don't really care. He brought a gun in and killed 6 people. And now the usual stuff, we went over it yesterday. Gun control, ban this, ban that. It's insane. Congressman Steve Cohen from Tennessee went on MSNBC, the Grievance Network, and said this. Go.
But you got to do more than prayer. You got to get guns out of these people's hands and out of their access. And you're not going to stop all the killings, but you'll stop some of them. And it's just a matter of, we don't need more assault weapons. We don't need more high-capacity magazines. We've got to have these red flag laws everywhere.
All right. So, look, you got to get the guns out of the, you know, I mean, this guy, I have put forth, I think, the best, and it's not a solution because it's never going to be solved, but the best containment policy, and I'll reiterate it, it's on BillO'Reilly.com as a message of the day. Number one, any person committing a crime with a gun is tried in federal court. Take it out of the states and local. All gun crimes are federal crimes. Number two, assault rifles is a state issue. New York State and city, far different than Wyoming and Montana. It's a self-protection issue for the Second Amendment. That's never going away. So tomorrow, if Joe Biden wrote an executive order saying all assault rifles are banned in the United States, that would be immediately stayed and the Supreme Court would overturn it. You have a right, in according to the Second Amendment, to protect yourself with firearms. Now, what firearms can you use? That should be up to the states. And the key to this is each state, all 50 states, having laws of registration for assault rifles. Now, some will not be stringent. Others, like New York, where I am, you can't have one. You can't get one. Okay? So you have a position whereby that is the way to contain this, because you're never going to solve mentally ill people, ever. 330 million Americans. There's a legion of insane people out there. Chances are you know some of them. With 400 million guns on the streets now? They're always going to get them, no matter what Steve Cohen does or Joe Biden does. But the states have got to really, in a public safety context, decide what the registration level has to be, and the feds have to prosecute all crimes with guns. Best I can do. And that would cut it down very seriously. Okay, one more thing. Axios, of the left-wing website, is reporting 57 killed, 133 hurt just in March from mass shootings. What they don't report is only two of those mass shootings were like Tennessee. The other one happened in South Carolina, was a domestic situation. So two, and the others, 38 mass shootings, were gangsters, criminals on the streets, drive-bys. Axios somehow just didn't mention that, couldn't get to that. Two, and that doesn't diminish this horror in Tennessee or the South Carolina, does not diminish it. These are facts. And 38, drug gangs, whatever, what have you.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
California. So this is according to Bloomberg, okay? There is a reparations task force approved by the state legislature and signed by Governor Newsom. Tell us what reparations should be to African Americans in California. On July 1st, they have to issue their report. Right now, they are considering $360,000 to each of the 2 million blocks in California. 360,000. Okay, total cost $640 billion with a B. Now, California has a budget deficit of $22.5 billion. So they can't afford it. And nobody's going to give them this money. They're not going to be able to borrow it. The feds aren't going to give it to them. So they can't pay it. It's impossible. So where is Newsom? He doesn't say anything. But this loopy Sacramento legislature, they could pass this, which will lead to more people leaving California. Now, in 2021, there has not been a more recent poll. Black Americans were asked about reparations by the Pew Research Center. Okay? The question was, do you think descendants of people enslaved in the USA should be repaid in some way, such as given land or money? Yes, 77%, no, 17%. That is overwhelming. And I don't think it's changed since 2021. So Black Americans want reparation. So joining us now is a colleague of mine, Dominic Carty, works at WABC Radio, as I do. And some of you are listening to the No Spin News now under the title of Common Sense on WABC. Dominic Carter is a longtime political reporter. He joins us now from the city. Okay, in your experience, Dom, why do so many African Americans want free stuff?
You know what, Bill? I think you know I'm a straight shooter. And I'm going to answer your question, but I have to start with this because I would be remiss if I didn't. I want to thank you for what you've done throughout the years, always telling the truth to the American people. Bill O'Reilly, you are the man. You're right. People want free stuff. And in this case, it's disgusting from those in the African-American community that are pushing this bill. It's divisive. It's never going to happen. States can't afford it. City can't afford it. Why push something that's never going to happen? I would think, honestly, Bill, and you know, we can talk about a number of issues as it relates to this. I would think that it would be more important in particular in my community, in the Black community, to discuss the issues, the more prevalent and relevant issues of Black-on-Black crime and education, rather than some pipe dream of reparations that's never going to happen, ever.
But again, why do so many African Americans want it to happen?
Well, you said it in your lead-in. Free things. One, Bill, I want to believe, I really do, that most Americans, I know the numbers are overwhelming based on polling, but I want to believe that most African Americans in their heart do not believe that. I want to believe that most African Americans get up and go to work every day and they're trying to survive and provide for their families. This narrative of reparations, Bill, has always been there. But this is the problem, Bill, with the woke agenda that you talk about. This is the problem with Black Lives Matter, that they have pushed this narrative where now these types of issues are in the forefront. And so something that was always in the background, but not really the major issue, has become a major issue. And all it is, Bill, if I can be brutally honest with you, it's a crutch. It really breaks my heart that some African Americans are pushing this. But at the end of the day, it is true what you said, Bill. I mean, because slavery happened so many years ago. I'm not saying it was awful what happened in slavery. But whenever you offer free stuff to people, they want to take it. And frankly, that's been the Democratic narrative. And in terms of the Biden administration, particularly when it comes to African Americans, and we'll see if it works this time, but it's not going to help the community. All it's going to do is hurt the African American community. Bill O'Reilly, you know, it's your show. You're the man. What is the point of promising someone under reparations a home for a dollar? That doesn't teach you to appreciate the fact that you've got to work hard to come up with the down payment and work hard the American dream. You're selling somebody a pipe dream. It's never going to happen. Bill, I grew up, and don't tell me about, oh, well, Dominic, you know, you're not Black enough. Bill, I grew up in the projects of New York City, on welfare, without a father in my life. You're talking about reparations. To a degree, they're already here. I was able to go to college on basically an affirmative action type program, but it wasn't just for Black kids. It was for white kids, Asian, for everybody. And that's the way it should be. It's this reparations argument is dividing America. It's not going to bring us together. And it's never going to happen, Bill.
All right. I got it. So after Kathy Hochul defeated Lee Zeldin for governor of New York, despite the fact that there were dead bodies stacked in Black neighborhoods all across New York City. I mean,
absolutely.
You can't even go to the grocery store if you're a 67-year-old woman with a pocketbook, because somebody's going to steal your pocketbook.
Yes.
So the reason that Zeldin lost to Hochul was because 90% of Black voters in New York City voted for Hochul. 90%, 9 out of 10, even though Hochul is directly responsible for death and destruction in the Black neighborhood. So then I, O'Reilly, this is what I do. I decided to research this. And I've never really said this before because my research is not complete, but I think that you are a good person to bounce it off, Don. The Black culture now, the social culture in America, is so ingrained with grievance, as I was talking about with Donald Trump. Everywhere you look, all entertainment vehicles, hip hop, rap, all that. No more Motown. There's no more Uplift. It's we're a persecuted race. We African Americans are persecuted by our own country. We always have been persecuted. We are owed not only money, but deference. We are owed get out of jail free card. You can't incarcerate us even if we hurt other African Americans. We are a nation aside. We are not what other Americans are. Our culture is different. It's based on grievance. And you, white man or Asian man or whoever, you owe us. You owe us. And you better pay up. That's what's driving this, because as you said, the Democratic Party plays right into that separate culture. It's like an apartheid. The Black culture is different than the white culture in America. And most African Americans have bought it. Your reaction?
I agree with you 8,000%, Bill. You call it the way it is. And I'm now going to use that term, borrowing it from you, the grievance culture, because that's what's happened, sadly, and it really does break my heart in the Black community. When I started out as a political reporter, Bill, in 1985, I was assigned to cover Jesse Jackson and the 88 presidential campaign. Every community we went to across America, in terms of the Black community, it was always the same thing. High crime, things that exist now. And I'm tired of the victim game. I think most of us are tired of this, Bill. I'm tired of it's everybody else's fault, but you're not introspective in terms of what are you doing? What is the community doing? And it has to stop. It really has to stop. And the only ones that can stop it, because Black Lives Matter, besides making themselves quite rich with buying wealthy real estate, it's been nothing but a con. Let's call it what it is. The George Floyd situation, it was tragic, but he's not the type of guy, no disrespect to Mr. Floyd, that the Black community should be looking up to. Frankly, we should be looking up to doctors, lawyers, educators, people that are doing the right thing. Nobody wants to talk about it, the Black on Black crime. Everybody wants to frankly blame white people for what Black people are doing. No, at the end of the day, we are responsible, Bill, and we should have a better grasp of our community.
Well, I hope
and
it happens, Dom.
I watch and listen to you every night, Bill.
Thank
because
you.
You tell the truth and you don't hide behind the race car.
Well, you come on after me, so I listen to you too. But, you know, look, you and I are simpatico in our philosophy of life, self-reliance. America is a great country. There is opportunity if you seize it, but you have to have discipline to seize it. All right, Dominic Carter, WABC Radio. There he is. Appreciate it, Don. Very nice of you to help us out tonight.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Okay, let's get to the urchins, all right? So if you're a parent, a grandparent, obviously you know about urchins, right? That's the definition. So savings.com, money website, you might check that out. I have a new survey. They asked 1,000 U.S. parents about their adult children. Here's the headline. Half of parents with adult children provide support financially for them. The average support of those half, $1,400 a year. These are adult kids, okay? So Gen Z, that's born between 1997 and 2012, all right, that's my urchins or Gen Z. Okay, 66% are getting money from mom and dad or grandparents. Millennials, 81 to 96, you should know better by now, 31%, a third still getting money from mom and dad. Now, mom and dad are enabling them, but circumstances are different. I hope I don't have to. I don't think I will, but I take it on a case by case. But in the United States, parents and grandparents are carrying their kids into adulthood. Remember, they can stay on your health insurance until they're 26 years old. Smart life. Okay, this comes from Teresa Bailey in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Teresa, thank you very much for helping us out here. There is a website, trustedhousesitters.com. TrustedHouseSitters, oneword.com. So I got Holly the Terror Dog. You all know that. And if I want to go someplace, I got to find somebody to mind Holly the Terror Dog. I can't put Holly in a kennel. She's not built for a kennel. Not built for it. I can't do it. I wouldn't do it. Luckily, I have a nice battery support system out here on Long Island, and I get people to mind Holly the Terror Dog, but a lot of people don't have that. So for money, about $135 a year, this website, trustedhousesitters.com, will set you up with somebody who will mind your pet in your home. Okay, now we checked this out, and if you're willing to pay the dough, you'll get somebody to come in and mind your pet. However, you're going to need to check that person out thoroughly because you're letting them in your home and you're not going to be there. But it's a resource. Many, many, many happy. It's got a 4.5 rating out of 16,000 online reviews. TrustedHouseSitters.com, Teresa Bailey in Kentucky. Whoopi Goldberg doesn't like the woke culture. Roll the tape.
Y'all need to make a book of stuff that no one can say. There has to be a book of stuff nobody could ever say.
And then we could all study.
Ever.
Then the book would be banned.
Include everything. Include everything. Because I tell you, the things that change, you can say this, but you can't say that. But next week you might not be able to say this. It's hard to keep up.
I agree. So I wanted to use the word Eskimo the other day. And we're talking about Maine. Yeah, there are no Eskimos in Maine, but it's cold there. Then I can't say Eskimo anymore because somebody's going to get offended in the tundra, I guess. Orientals. You can't say that. So I'm going, it's got to be Asians now. That's okay with me. I don't have to say Orientals. But if I want to go to the Orient, I guess I can't go. I don't even know. Now, I don't really care. Okay? I don't. Whoopi Goldberg has to care. She works for Disney. Disney's the most woke corporation in the world. So she has to care. And she's always apologizing for saying stuff that she didn't mean. Okay, she used the word, Whoopi Goldberg, what that was all about was she used the word gypped. Remember when you were a kid, if somebody took money from you or wasn't honest, you say, I got gypped. Well, that comes from gypsy, okay? And that's a slur, gypped. Now, I didn't know that because I don't use that word. But then I saw it, I went, okay, gypsies. We don't have them in the United States, by the way, but they're all over Europe, okay? I don't even know if they call them, they're the Romanish people or, I can't keep up. But Whoopi Goldberg said the word gypped, and Disney came right down on her. Bang, gotta apologize. Okay, this is insane. I run my own corporation, so nobody can force me to apologize for anything. But I don't wanna be insensitive. I don't wanna use words that people might feel bad. I don't want to do that. Why would I want to do that? That's stupid to want to hurt somebody using a word. But I don't know the words, and neither does Whoopi Goldberg. This day in history, 1964, March 28th. This is an amazing stat. 59 years ago, the Beatles had 10 hit songs in the Billboard Top 100. 10, a record, wiped out Elvis. Okay, here they are. 78, Do You Want to Know a Secret? Roll Over Beethoven was 75. All My Loving, 71. From Me to You, 50. Can't Buy Me Love, 27. I Saw Her Standing There, 26. Please Please Me, 4. Twist and Shout, 3. I Want to Hold Your Hand, 2. And the number one song, March 28th, 1964, Roll It. Okay, now the Beatles sold more records than anybody else ever. Estimated between $500 and $600 million worth of records. Elvis second, $500 million. Michael Jackson third, $400 million. All right. If you want to know more about the Beatles, the real story, the true story, Killing the Legends, my latest book. If you want to know more about that, there's Killing the Legends. John Lennon, Elvis, Muhammad Ali. Okay. We are going to take you now to Team Normal. I got to get a song, Team Normal song, like an anthem. So Team Normal is our campaign to separate the people who, really admire their country, think it's a noble nation, flawed. We want to improve it. But this is opposed to Team Crazy. And we have all the gear and people are having a good time with it. This is not political, not ideological. This is, we're Americans, we're proud of our country, we're going to show the colors of Team Normal. When we walk into Costco or any of the big stores or the little stores, people are going to talk to us and we're going to explain what Team Normal is. There we go. We're going to have a great spring and summer, meet a lot of nice folks, have a few laughs, and that's what we're doing. BillO'Reilly.com store has them, and we hope you check it out. Word of the day. I just threw the word of the day away. Do not be pedantic. P-E-D-A-N-T-I-C. Do not be pedantic. When writing to BillO'Reilly.com, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, name and town. Some people forget, particularly listening on the radio, so we have 100 radio affiliates carrying the No Spin News now at night. Name and town, if you wish to opine, bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Back with the mail, a final thought in a moment. All right, let's go to the mail. We got George, a concierge member, and I'll have a word about that in a moment. They keep talking about when Social Security may run out of money, but they never mention when welfare will run out of money and when are we going to run out of foreign aid money. Never, never on any of them. We'll just borrow it. That's what we do. In America, we borrow, borrow, borrow. That's why we have $32 trillion in debt. Mark, in my opinion, 99% of Trump supporters are peaceful, law-abiding folks who just want what's best. 1% are violent idiots. That's no different than 1% of police, Catholic priests, etc. Every group has some bad people. I don't think it would make much of a difference if Donald Trump used the term nonviolent. That doesn't, so what? He should say peaceful whenever he's rallying his supporters. What's the downside? Okay, let's go to Kevin Slattery, good Irishman. I am a conservative. Many of my friends are as well. Among those I know, none of us like Donald Trump. Okay. Certainly a minority in the Republican Party feel the way you do, Kevin. Deborah Carney, Kilgore, Texas. I always look forward to the no-spin news. In my quest for the truth, I found that you supply it, O'Reilly. Thank you. As a premium member, I don't care how Trump comes off in tweets or whatever platform he uses. He kept the country safe. He made us energy independent, no inflation. My life was much better when he was president. There you go. Carolyn, concierge member, the Dems and media supporters made the mistake of declaring that there was absolutely no irregularities in the 2020 election, and anybody who disagreed was a conspiracy person or a white supremacist. They never accepted ex-President Trump's win in 2016. I think there's some truth to that. If you hold the opinion the election was rigged, that's your opinion. Not based on any verifiable fact now, but you can hold that opinion. Sandra Stearman, Grand Prairie, Texas. I was wondering if you heard about the new mansion tax in California. Of course. California is going to tax anybody with access. It's never going to stop. So if you have a expensive property and you sell it in California, you'll kick a lot of money to the government. We have that in New York as well. Just finished. This is from Nancy LaFrance in Atlanta, Michigan. Never been to Atlanta, Michigan. Finished Killing the Rising Sun. Wow. What a book. I enjoyed it immensely. I learned so much about World War II. It's sad that your books aren't used to teach history in public schools, Bill. It is sad. Those Russians would like those books and they learn a lot. Now, what Nancy did was the backlist. Okay, there are 12 killing books and you can get them all. You can go to BillO'Reilly.com. We have them, but you can go to Amazon and it's called a backlist. So if you missed them, pick them on up. Okay, let's take another very quick break and I got a final thought on Joe Biden. Here is a final thought of the day, Biden or bust. So Democrats, as we pointed out earlier, they don't have anybody else. And that is really an interesting situation because Joe Biden is not capable of being president. If you don't know that, then I can't help you because he's running the country into the ground. Things are going to get worse. It's just terrible. So we got to get a new Democratic nominee for president. Can't put Kamala in there. She can't even speak. Biden speaks better than Kamala. Hard to believe. But I can't. Only 13% of Democrats, 13% want her to run for president. So who else? Can't do Newsom. California's insane. Okay. Chuck Schumer. Are you kidding me? Senate Majority Leader. Can't do him. AOC, we might as well all move to China if that happens. So who do they have? I don't know. I'm trying to go over the card catalog in my mind. Bernie Sanders? You can't run him again. So look. Not my problem. The Republicans have many, many more qualified candidates. Nikki Haley, who I don't particularly like, she laid out a decent border plan today. You might look that up. It was pretty good. Got to give her props. I don't think she's a leader I would feel confident in, but that was good. When was the last time you saw a Democrat lay out a decent border plan? Never. Who? Where are they? Where is it? Joe Biden? Are you kidding me? He's going to be 80 years old. And he acts 90. Act your age. Well, I am. I'm acting 90. So this is not a good deal. We have a strongman populist, Donald Trump. He could win again. We have a very efficient governor, DeSantis in Florida. He's got some momentum. I don't know whether he could run the country well or not, but he ran Florida very well, and that's the stepping stone. All right, we got Tim Scott, senator for South Carolina, Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota. I mean, these are all very effective leaders that the Republican Party could go to, okay? But the Democrats, you know, you're sitting there, you're going, and there's got to be a why. And I'll tell you what I think it is, although I'm not in that world, so I don't know for sure. If you don't go along with the progressive left in the Democratic Party, they ice you. So there's no such thing as a moderate Democrat anymore. So if you're not a loon, a far left loon, you don't have any say. And that's thanks to Nancy Pelosi. I think that's what destroyed the fabric of leadership in the Democratic Party. I certainly don't have any of the, you know, we don't have RFK or JFK or Moynihan, or we don't have any of these people anymore. They're gone. You got to be a far left zealot to get any traction in the Democratic Party. I think that's what's going on. Anyway, we always appreciate you taking the time to watch and listen to the No Spin News. I thought tonight's program had a lot of interesting things. Let me know what you think, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.